The United States says that it's killed the leader of Al-Qaeda in a drone strike in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. President Joe Biden says that intelligence officials tracked Ayman al-Zawahiri to a home in the center of the city.
From hiding, he coordinated Al-Qaeda's branches and all around the world, including setting priorities for providing operational guidance that call for and inspired attacks against U.S. targets. He made videos, including in recent weeks, calling for his followers to attack the United States and our allies. Now, justice has been delivered, and this terrorist leader is no more.
Ali Latifi reports now from close to the scene of the drone strike in Kabul.
We're here in the neighborhood where Ayman al-Zawahiri was allegedly killed. And as you can see, this is a perfectly residential area. There's travel agencies, there's grocery stores, there's banks. All of these things are leading to increasing worry among the U.S., who feel that the Al-Qaeda leader was being housed in a perfectly residential urban center of the city. And at the same time, the Taliban is upset that a year after their occupation ended, the U.S. is still conducting drone strikes on what they consider to be sovereign Afghan territory.
Tension is escalating between the U.S. and China, as reports say that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could land in Taiwan within hours. Pelosi has left her hotel in Kuala Lumpur. It's unclear, though, whether she's on an American plane that's taken off from Malaysia. Taiwanese media say that she will arrive later on Tuesday, despite warnings from Beijing of consequences. The first ship transporting Ukrainian grain under an internationally brokered deal is heading for Istanbul after leaving the port of Odessa on Monday. It's expected to stop there for inspection on Wednesday before going on to Lebanon. The lawyer for U.S. basketball star Brittney Griner says that a drugs trial in Russia should be over very soon. Last week, Washington stepped up diplomatic efforts to secure her release. But on Tuesday, the Kremlin warned that any talk of a possible prisoner swap must be discreet. And new COVID-19 infections have risen sharply in South Korea, with more than 100,000 recorded on Tuesday. Health officials are blaming the highly contagious Omicron variant.
Malika here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. In our latest episode, the science is clear. Governments aren't taking enough action to avert climate change catastrophe. And in the face of that inaction, protests by scientists are growing. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.